Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is a podcast map of the general election, taking you through all 43 constituencies. If this is the first one you've listened to, we'll be bringing you the information you need to know. The seats, the boundaries, the challengers, and the information you want to know. The infighting, the party rivalries, and the turf wars, or as they call it in party headquarters, the vote management. I'm Sarah McInerney, and I'm joined once again in the podcast studio by RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan, and also by Cathal Mullany, broadcaster and author of How Connacht Voted in 2016. It is our 43rd constituency podcast,
we're nearly
Barry.
There.
And we are, because you guys don't know this as you're listening, but we are in this little studio that has no air conditioning and it is a hothouse.
Yes, I've been
How
kept,
are you doing?
Kept captive
Barry looks
here.
Great for a man that's been through 43, yeah. I have to say.
Thank you so much, Cathal. It's the water and the Coca-Cola that is keeping me going here. But
we're glad to get out. We're
going
to power on through before
what
we
a
all
one to finish on.
Collapse for the heat, from the heat. And indeed, what a one to finish on, because it's Mayo up next, another county that you know particularly well on the pitch, Barry. So talk us through the essentials, first of all, the seats and the seat holders.
And politics, a real sport as well, and the green and red of Mayo, a four-seat constituency in 2020, now going to five seats, and three TDs enter the ring once again, donning their gloves for this contest. Rose Conway-Walsh for Sinn Féin, Minister Dara Cailleary for Fianna Fáil, and another minister, Fine Gael's Alan Dillon. One significant departure, the serial vote getter Michael Ring, not here for this election.
Cathal, can you sum up Mayo for us?
Well, a diverse constituency, a vast constituency, Sarah. I think it's the biggest geographical one in the country. It's a big county with quite distinctive areas within it. You've got Ballina up to the north, Castlebar kind of situated in the centre, Westport over to the west. You've got the Erris Peninsula over there as well. And then down towards the south, you've got Claremorris with Swinford and Charlestown located over in the east. So quite distinctive areas within the constituency. In terms of issues, infrastructure, we've mentioned in terms of the N5, particularly coming into Mayo from the east of the country. Tourism is a big thing, particularly along the Wild Atlantic Way. Agriculture, lots of small farms dotted around Mayo, and the viability of rural towns. We've mentioned them just there in terms of how people can attract jobs back to their. Mayo is a county that has down through the years struggled with emigration, and that continues to be a trend in some parts of Mayo. So getting that younger population back west is also an important issue.
And much to the relief and joy of many people in Mayo, Mayo has been made whole again in the boundary review, which keeps it simple for the constituency map. But what does it mean politically?
Well, again, it probably makes it an opportunity for many of the candidates here, because there's a seat added. It's back to a five-seat constituency with that part of South Mayo around Shrewl and Cong back into the constituency, having been in Galway West. So it gives Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin an opportunity here to really attack the constituency and try and gain an extra seat. It means that geographically, Mayo probably one of the more important constituencies for parties to consider how they place their candidates and where they select their candidates, because it is such a vast geographical area.
Okay, now all of this is based on the information that we have at the time of recording. Candidate nominations haven't closed as we're speaking right now. We haven't entered the campaign proper. So Barry, you're going to be back later with an update on all of that. But for now, given what we know at this moment, we're going to talk about the runners and the riders. And since I mentioned vote management earlier, and given what you're saying, Cathal, as well, we might start with Fine Gael's four candidates here, Barry.
Yes, four candidates is actually de facto five candidates, because there is an independent Fine Gael candidate in the field as well. Before we get into them, this is actually what Fine Gael terms its premier constituency. I got a list of all their constituencies prior to the last election, and Mayo actually surpassed Dunleary as this their number one constituency. When things are going well for Fine Gael, they go well here. And on 27% of the vote nationally, which is what they have in the polls, when we're recording this, Fine Gael will be looking at 3.2 quotas in Mayo, which is enough votes, more than enough votes for three seats. Mm. But the task, as we say, is made more complicated by not four, but five candidates. How did it come about? Well, Alan Dillon is back there again, the the Minister of State. He's based in Castlebar, the old Endakenny seat. He'd be looking to retain that. Sources at Fine Gael and other political parties and my local contacts on the ground tell me that Alan Dillon is incandescent with rage over this strategy. The usually mild-mannered, used to his forensic questioning of RTE executives, he is not one bit happy over this. He thinks it's madness, as something that has been shared by other people within the party as well. Fine Gael, as I say, four candidates. Their argument is that when this was a five-seater back in the day, they would run four candidates. They took four out of five in 2011. The other candidates in the field, Michael Ringan Westport standing aside, and in his stead is Ciara Keogh. She was nominated at the selection convention and as the Westport candidate. She didn't get elected in the local elections, but there's a lot of vote around for Fine Gael in the Westport area. Michael Ring says he's backing her. He's making the point that there was no TD from 1973 to 1994 when he got elected in Westport. That's his pitch. He claims he's backing her, but some sources say the same machinery that was behind Ring isn't behind Keogh. The other candidates then, if you haven't lost count, is Ballina's Mark Duffy. He was an independent who came to prominence with the visit of Joe Biden. He was tapped up by local party sources to run it for the ticket in Ballina. The original candidates for Ballina dropped out, including Michelle Mulhern. And then the fourth candidate is Martina Jennings, the CEO of Roscommon Mayo Hospice. She's based down around South Mayo, which hasn't had a TD for quite some time. The population isn't there. She was approached apparently directly by Simon Harris, and the Fine Gael sources fed the story to the local press that this was their dream ticket, but that dream could be made a nightmare by the de facto fifth candidate, and that's Patsy O'Brien, also not far from Martina Jennings in South Mayo, around Robin and Hollymount. And Patsy O'Brien, a serial vote getter in the local elections, over 2,000 votes the last time. He left Fine Gael following a disciplinary process in 2020. There were rumours that he was coming back into Fine Gael before the last local elections, prompting General Secretary John Carroll to write a letter to candidates to say, no, no, Patsy's not coming back. But there you go, four candidates plus Patsy O'Brien. And to make things even more complicated, I spotted recently how Michael Ring had his photograph taken with Patsy O'Brien at the launch of Edwin McGreal's book on Mayo football. So mind addled here in relation to
the
Fine Gael. Yes.
What do you make of this, Carl?
Well, it's a very interesting strategy. I suppose it goes back to the 2011 when Fine Gael took four out of five seats, but they're in a very different space now, obviously, Fine Gael, where you've lost the massive vote getters in Endakenny and Michael Ring. Jim Higgins was there previously when they took three out of five in 97. So they've lost some very high profile candidates. You'd imagine that Alan Dillon will be quite strong. Then beyond that, I'm very interested to see how Mark Duffy performs in Ballina. He's been very highly rated as a councillor, has performed very, very well in the last two local elections. But crucially, that was as an independent. Whether he can expand his vote beyond the Ballina area to give him a fighting chance here is going to be very, very interesting.
And but Duffy actually listed out in the local press what he'd been promised by Fine Gael for the local area, including the revitalisation of market towns in order to run for the party. Fine Gael didn't want to leave Ballina open at all. I think Michelle Mulhern dropped out, which left John O'Hara in the field in Ballina for Fine Gael. And I think as one person said, he was as white as a sheet when he thought he had to run for the Dáil. So that's how the Duffy candidature came about.
It's an area, Ballina, around that general area, I think, that Fine Gael have probably struggled in to take a Dáil seat, where Ernie Caffrey would have run on a couple of occasions, but was running, ran maybe as a sweeper candidate to kind of challenge the Fianna Fáil candidate in that area, but was unable to take a seat. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Mark Duffy performs, particularly against Dara Cillery, which is pretty much a straight fight there. And I think Duffy is in with a really good chance of taking a seat.
I think Duffy would, you chalk Duffy and Dillon down as two of the
We're not onto predictions now yet.
Oh, sorry, yeah. In terms of ranking order.
Oh, in terms of ranking order, okay.
Yeah, but in the other end of the constituency, South Mayo, there's a big push in the Western people that you'd have to go all the way back to 1977 and Martin Finn for the last TD from what would be South Mayo in GAA territory. But again, Martina Jennings, a high profile, very hard for her with Patsy O'Brien. line in the field. Now, her husband is GAA royalty locally. He won 3 county titles with Hollymount, so that will help her, the GAA network. But again, Patsy O'Brien, he's had first movers advantage here. His candidature has been declared for some time. He was canvassing, I'm told, a few weeks ago in the Lochmask Inn after Tor McCady played Ballycroyne from the west of the county. So he's got the
Barry
first
and his cameras again.
He's got
I mean,
the first movers advantage has Patsy. So I it's hard to see someone emerge from that duel. Maybe they might elect each other. And then Ciara Keogh as well is fascinating. HQ aren't putting her up as one of the 3 preferred candidates, but Michael Ring is insisting he's behind her. Senior Fine Gael people say she has a chance, even if she got 6,000 or 7,000 of Ring's 15,000
votes. It's going to be a test, isn't it, of Michael Ring's standing, and whether that was a personal Michael Ring vote or whether it was a Fine Gael vote. You'd imagine it'll drop off a little bit, but Ring's
I think Alan Dinnan is also hoping to fish in Westport for votes as well.
Okay, Cathal, you mentioned Derek Cleary, one of 2 Fianna Fáil candidates. Is that right in this constituency?
Yeah, so Derek Cleary in Ballina and then Lisa Chambers around the Castlebar general area. You'd imagine that Fianna Fáil will challenge very strongly here for 2 seats. Cleary should be okay, but I think the Cleary camp will be concerned about the emergence of Mark Duffy for Fine Gael in particular in the Ballina area. But Cleary's vote is quite strong. I think he'll be fine. Then the question around Lisa Chambers is still there, whether she'll have enough to get over the line this time around. Obviously, the extra seat will help her. She's been elected here before. Very high profile, national profile, has run in the European elections as well. And I think Fianna Fáil would be pretty disappointed if they didn't take 2 seats.
Yeah, well, Dara Cleary will say he's not a certainty. And Ballina has a history of being quite volatile, of dumping its TDs. It dumped Cleary's father, it dumped Tom Moffat, Michelle Mulhern, Paddy O'Toole, Moffat when, of course, he was a minister. So Dara Cleary might be sweating ever so slightly with the presence of Mark Duffy in the field, but he still should be secure. Lisa Chambers is a political enigma locally, I think it's fair to say. A huge national profile pushed forward by Fianna Fáil, but Fianna Fáil would argue nationally their vote slumped somewhat due to the issues around the Votegate scandal prior to the last election, which Lisa Chambers was a key protagonist in. She, of course, had the issues around the referendum on your own programme, Sarah, on Drive Time. She is there more locally this time in this campaign. She's in office in Castlebar. She's letting it known on social media that she's ensconced in the constituency, that she's more visible. Key to her will be to get the Mayo apparatus in Castlebar behind her. I think Blackie Gavin, the councillor there, died in the wool Fianna Fáil, although now in the opposition ranks in Mayo County Council, because he hates going in with Fine Gael. If she could get the likes of him supporting her on the ground, that could be key. But I just think Lisa's very, very tight.
Okay, Rose Conway-Walsh and Sinn Féin came in with 14,000, well over 14,000 votes last time around. They'd be hoping to keep that seat, wouldn't they, Colin?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're talking about Michael Ring being a brilliant vote getter. Rose Conway-Walsh just 0.3% behind him last time round in terms of first preference votes, which was reflective of Sinn Féin's strong performance. Rose Conway-Walsh is slightly geographically isolated over towards the Erris area. That leaves a vast amount of the constituency open. There's been talk that Councillor Gerry Murray, who is based in Charlestown, might run as well. Hard to see Sinn Féin challenging for 2 seats, although Gerry Murray is a very well established local councillor in that part of Mayo. But Rose Conway-Walsh has had a relatively high profile since then, and given the vote that she had the last time, given her geographical location to sweep up votes in West Mayo, I think that she will retain that seat.
Yeah, it's some way to fall for Rose Conway-Walsh. It would be some way to fall should she her vote drop off, to be in danger of losing her seat. Some party apparatchiks in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil think she's in grave danger. But as Cathal said, sitting on 14,600 votes, you'd imagine the general consensus is that there are going to be a clump of candidates around 6,000 or 7,000. This count could be quite protracted. So even if her vote halves, she's still in the frame. She is a Bell Mullet. She couldn't get her own PA elected in Belmunnet in the local elections, Rosalie Dixon Lally. She accrued between 4,000 and 5,000 votes in Castlebar in 2020, whilst in the local elections it was not even around 1,000. So there are distress signals for Rose Conway-Walsh, but you'd imagine the high profile that she has nationally and the absence of Michael Ring in Westport might keep her on track for the seat.
On the right then, you have an independent, Stephen Kerr. What can you tell me about him, Cathal?
Expected to poll pretty strongly, ran as an independent in the local elections, but didn't get elected. Situated around that Castlebar area as well. So that's an area that's going to be hugely competitive, and obviously a lot of votes dotted around Castlebar as well, given the population there. And in terms of the other independents, Sarah, we've got Councillor Chris Maxwell located over in Lewisburg in West Mayo for Independent Ireland. Potentially has a better chance to do well, I think. Obviously that area is left open by the departure of Michael Ring, as Barry has referred to. Independent Ireland have you know, got a very high-profile campaign. They've got a platform there in terms of wanting to be in government, and we mentioned agriculture as being one of the key issues. Chris Maxwell embedded in that, and potentially situated there to expose any weakness in the local Fine Gael organisation with the departure of Michael Ring.
Stephen Kerr is interesting. He got 899 first preferences in the Castlebar local electoral area in the local elections. He was in the frame on the first count for a seat. He just got squeezed out on the last count. If he increases his vote, he's been involved and organised several public demonstrations in Castlebar and also attended protests elsewhere at sites marked for asylum seekers. He's a big online platform. Whilst he might not be in the final shake-up, his vote will be keenly watched as to the impact of anti-immigration candidates in this contest. Chris Maxwell's elimination will be interesting in Lewisburg, Independent Ireland, formerly of Fianna Fáil. He left when he didn't get on the ticket for the local elections. If we think, if and when he's eliminated, will his votes slosh back into Westport towards one of the Fine Gael candidates, or will they go home, if you will, to Fianna Fáil? That could be key, in particular for Lisa Chambers and Dara Kaleri.
Yep.
Okay, it is prediction time, with the caveats that we are speaking right now before the campaign proper. But with that said, Cathal, how would you call this one?
Well, I think Fine Gael will take two seats. I'm going to say Alan Dillon, and I think Mark Duffy to take a seat in the Ballina area. I'm going to give the nod to Fianna Fáil to get two as well. Lisa Chambers around Castlebar and Dara Kaleri in Ballina, and then Rose Conway Walsh to hang on for Sinn Féin. But with the caveat that if Fine Gael do have a good day nationally, they could take a third at the expense of a second Fianna Fáil seat.
Barry?
I think if Fine Gael had a tighter strategy here, which didn't involve de facto five candidates, then they would take three seats pretty easily. They don't, so things are in play. Three certainties, though, they never like hearing it, but they are. It would be Alan Dillon for Fine Gael, Mark Duffy for Fine Gael, and Dara Kaleri for Fianna Fáil. I still think Rose Conway Walsh is the only leading opposition figure in this field against a slew of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil candidates, will surely poke her head up for a seat. You're then down to the final seat between Fianna Fáil's Lisa Chambers. Her right-hand man lost his seat at the local elections in Castlebar. Can she retrieve what she lost, perhaps unexpectedly, in 2020, up against, I think, maybe one of the South Mayo contenders, either Patsy O'Brien, well known in farming circles, the independent, or Martina Jennings? It's impossible to call. I wouldn't put $1 million on Lisa Chambers, but I think maybe one of the Fine Gaels might poke their nose out ahead of her.
Okay. We are going to leave it there for the final podcast in the 43 podcast general election map that we've been doing. We're going to get a really nice tall glass of cold ice water for everybody here in
something
the studio.
Stronger,
or something stronger, as Barry drinks his fourth or fifth can of Coke that he's
good
been drinking.
Some Mick Burns in Castlebar, Sarah, if we fancied a trip to really round it
don't
off.
Don't tempt me, Barry. Don't tempt me. Cathal, thank you so much. And Barry, you're going to be back with us again for an update after the nominations close. And our thanks also to Cormac Burke for all his research. Jamie Doyle was on sound. Our producer was Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in to RT Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RT Television and on all our digital platforms, where you'll get full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 guide to general election 2024.
Now, we're back in the studio, and since we recorded that conversation, after weeks of speculation, we finally found out the date of the election, and we're deep into campaign mode now. So, Barry, with the nomination deadline finally passed, who is in the final mix in Mayo?
Well, a final mix of polls, scandal and significant backers here, Sarah. A TG Cahir poll published for Mayo on November 21st rather actually tallies with our initial discussions in the podcast studio. It's based off a phone survey with a sample of 539, which gives a margin of error of plus or minus 4, and it shows Alan Dillon topping the poll on 17%. Rose Conway Walsh of Sinn
Sinn Féin on 13%, then the two Fianna Fáil candidates, Dara Cillieri on 11% and Lisa Chambers on 10%, with Fine Gael's Mark Duffy in Ballina also on 10%. That five in the frame on in this five-seater. Next up is Ciara Keogh for Fine Gael on 8%, then formerly of Fine Gael, now independent, Patsy O'Brien on 7%. A big showing in this poll for Aontu, Paul Lawless, also on 7%, whilst the second Sinn Féin candidate added in October from Swinford, Gerry Murray, he's on 5% ahead of Fine Gael's Martina Jennings on 4%. So on these figures, Fine Gael will definitely take two seats, with Alan Dillon over the quota on the first count. But perhaps the second Fine Gael seat here on this poll would go towards Westport's Ciara Keogh. Remember, not elected in June's local elections, backed by Michael Ring, but not put forward by party headquarters as having a big chance. But on these figures, with South Mayo candidates likely to be eliminated and their transfers likely to favour her and Westport over Mark Duffy up in Ballina, who is only in the blue camp with a few weeks, having originally been elected as an independent councillor, then Keogh perhaps would take that second Fine Gael seat, much to the delight of Michael Ring. On these figures, 4% for Martina Jennings, not expected by many, would have to say. Could it potentially derail her campaign? Sinn Féin seems well placed to hold a seat here, although its vote marginally down on 2020, whilst Fianna Fáil would definitely take one on those figures, but a second seat, trying to eke that out, would be a ferocious battle with the likes of either Aontu's Paul Lawless on these figures or independent Patsy O'Brien. However, it's worth noting how this poll was carried out before news emerged how Patsy O'Brien's expulsion from Fine Gael was after a party staff member had made a complaint about receiving inappropriate messages from him. This in 2020. Fine Gael has refused to say why he'd been expelled. So what will be the impact of that in the final week of the campaign? Some say it's been talked about in the open. Others say it's not gaining much traction. Might his vote shrink as a result? And if he were to finish ahead of Paul Lawless, will some of the more religious Aontu supporters now be willing to transfer to Patsy O'Brien? Those are the key questions. A cautionary word from the history books in Mayo. In 2002, a poll on the constituency showed Jim Higgins on 24%, Michael Ring on 17%, and Enda Kenny on 13%, but on the day of the election, it was Ring 22, Kenny 13%, and the poll topper Higgins on 13.2%, and he lost his seat. So nobody will be taking anything for granted, but the poll is likely to shape things in the final week of the campaign. Fine Gael will now feel perhaps their dream team could put them in contention, albeit an outside bet for a third seat. Fianna Fáil know they're in a hunt for two, will double down efforts, you would have to say. Dara Cillieri never has said he's safe, while Lisa Chambers has made no secret of the fact that this is a do-or-die election for her political career. And critically, in the penultimate weekend of the campaign, she secured the backing of prominent Castlebar councillor Blackie Gavin, whom hadn't officially declared for her up until then, whilst she's likely to tell people around the Castlebar area could have two government or cabinet ministers in her and Alan Dillon come the election, should she be elected. Of course, herself and Dillon, both from Ballintubber, their family homes just over a mile and a half apart. But many, many questions arising from this poll, and Aontu Paul Lawless, a big boost for him, and this potentially, he's a first time councillor, these sorts of figures may potentially bring other Aontu seats into play nationally as well. But the full list of candidates are included in constituency profiles on the RTE News website, and you'll find them at rte.ie/constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.